This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I am Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, it's the most beautiful day of the year here in New York City.
So far.
And here we are in the lovely HeadGum Studios.
Yeah,
East.
But we're actually, like, none of the lights are working. There's a bunch of, like, makeshift, like, work lights on.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's lovely.
But, you know, Tom, it's this comes out Sunday night, yeah. Monday morning for some people, depending on where they are in the world. Look, I'm not going to split hairs. We got a global audience.
Yeah.
It's the 21st century. It's a connected world. The world is flat. Thomas Friedman said that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
The world is flat? He was a flat earther?
No, he was talking about, like, technology, but I don't know. Maybe he's also a... He seems pretty, like... Like,
there's a new flat earth theory that not only is the earth flat, but it's on pillars.
Oh, cool.
Like, Tom, 5 pillars.
Nothing could be less interesting to me than flat earth theories.
All right. Keep your head in the sand.
All right. It's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We could record this anytime between now and Sunday night.
Yeah.
We usually record Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
And today I was like, hey, Tom, I got a long day. I'm going to be inside all day.
You had a meeting. You said, I have a big meeting. You're wearing a tie right now.
I'm a goddamned businessman, Tom. I'm not sure you know this about me. I'm at the office all day.
Yeah.
I got
working
meetings.
Working the phones. We're glad handing, pressing flesh.
Yeah, going out to liquid lunches.
Yeah, lunch and learns.
Yeah. Note taking.
Dine and dash.
I'm trying to think that's school, I guess.
Note taking. Why don't you take notes during the meeting?
Midterms, final exams.
Wow, spoken like a true businessman. Somebody who knows a lot of business concepts.
Yeah, and so I was like, hey, you sure you want to record tonight? Our usual engineer, Marika, couldn't make it. She was like, hey.
And yeah, we're slumming it with Nick.
No, Nick is engineering. Mm-hmm. He wants to be outside. He's wearing shorts. He's wearing a T-shirt. We're inconveniencing him, and I was like, hey, Tom, you sure you want to do it tonight? And you were like, I'd prefer to do it tonight.
Yeah.
I don't see why we would do it any other time. Tom, get outside. Cripes.
No, I did get out. I was at the park when you... I'm all sunburned. I don't know if you noticed
all
that.
Sunburned. It's infuriating.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I've had enough of outside. I went to the park. And worked at the park and got all sunburned. So I was like, yeah, I could use a little indoor action. I'm glad the lights work here at HeadGum HQ. Look, everything's fine at HeadGum. Sure, the lights aren't turning on, but it's fine.
They have a bunch of strange lamps that are almost illuminating this room.
Yeah.
They're doing a fine job.
Miscellaneous flashlights.
So here we are in a dark room. Like, this is like the time of day, too, Tom, where it's like,
the magic hour.
Yeah, the most temperate the weather's going to be. It's just, like, beautiful out, and everybody's out enjoying the sun. And it's like, well, Tom went to the park because he doesn't have a real job. He's not a businessman with obligations and responsibilities.
Yeah, sitting in meetings, sitting in boring meetings, note-taking.
You know what I did this morning, Tom?
What?
Really big. Here's what the best way to spend one of the first beautiful days in New York every year. Put on some shades, walk down the street, get an iced coffee.
Yeah.
And in your headphones, here comes the hot stepper.
Nice.
Yeah. It makes you feel like you were the dang.
Here comes the hot stepper, murderer.
Yeah.
The lyrical gangster, murderer.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer.
Yeah, and if you see a cop at that point,
you can say, "Excuse me, Mr. Officer."
Yeah, you sing
and
along
and then just ask for directions.
Yeah. But Tom makes you feel like a million bucks. Makes you feel like you're the boss and not the you're under the boss's dang thumb, making you go in all these meetings.
So don't walk around listening to "Under My Thumb."
No. Well, no, you can, because it's about, I mean, that's about making a woman your servant, I think. Is that what that song's about? I think that's what most of the Rolling Stones songs are about. Like, yeah, we're going to subjugate these women, make
them do what we want. That's not a good impression of the Rolling Stones.
Or we're going to subjugate your women.
Oh, now you've got it. Yeah.
And do what we want. And they will for Mick Jagger, but not for me. I can't sing along to these.
Keith Richards could do it, too.
Keith Richards is like, it's like the flat earthers to me. It's like, enough. Who cares about this stuff?
You think Keith Richards doesn't exist? Is that what you
No, mean? I just think like the fact that he's so cool, it, like, great, let's talk about something. He should have died with all those drugs he did. Yeah, okay, fine. He's some old drug-addled creep. Great, let's all marvel at him.
He doesn't even play with a high
E string on his guitar. He only knows how to play five strings. You know this?
He doesn't know how to play the high E?
He takes it off.
Why?
Because it's Keith.
Oh, does it break a lot? Is that why?
I don't know.
Hey, string keeps breaking. I'm going to take it off.
I'm going to take
it off, Lyle.
Oi, Keith. Where's that high E?
I don't need it. Get it out of here.
I'll be right there. I'm just slapping a woman.
I went to the park today, and my park trip was ruined, actually, by, I think it was like a person with a personal trainer sitting up next to me. Not sitting. Doing sit-ups? No.
Because that's what you would do with a personal trainer, as far as I'm concerned.
No, he likes...
Look, I'm no expert. I'm no fitness maven, Tom, but I'll tell you one thing. Doing sit-ups is a good way to stay fit.
He was like setting up cones like a youth soccer practice for her.
You were upset because somebody was setting up
cones
near you?
No, it was fine. Yeah, a little bit. But it was just annoying because like she, the client, who I assume was the client. Well, I know she was the client. She was like huffing and puffing. You know, she was trying to get in shape. So
she's trying to... blow a house in?
No, she was keeping her yap shut. Well, keeping her yap open because she was huffing and puffing.
Mm-hmm.
But the trainer, because he was in such good shape, he was just talking to Blue Streak. He had no need to huff and puff. Was it
encouraging words?
No, it was just the guy's goddamn life story.
Was it interesting, though?
Not real. I mean, a little bit. But, like, he basically was recounting to her... And in between him recounting stuff, once in a while he was like, "Oh, you ready for like another go or whatever?" And she'd be like, "Oh, actually, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Like I don't think, and not you know, like I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Like you know, like no, I think I'm gonna."
Stop making those noises, Tom. We get it. You thought she was actually gonna throw up.
Yeah. He was telling these stories, and he was like a real. His words, not mine, a surfer dude, a real relaxed dude.
Hey, he calls it as he sees it. And he looks in the mirror and he sees a surfer dude. What's he going to do? Not call it? The one time in his life he's not going to call it the way he sees it?
Well, I'll tell you where it ran into trouble with him that I learned from him, which was he was in the police academy.
And I love those movies. Was it Steve Guttenberg?
No, I wish.
Was it Motormouth Jones?
No.
That's a Bobcat Goldthwait.
No, it wasn't any.
Was it Jim Brown?
No.
Was it
Hightower?
Yeah. No, that was Jim
that
Brown.
That was Jim Brown, yeah.
I don't know the name of Commandant Lessard's...
He's no longer with us, and Tackleberry's no longer with us.
So it wasn't them. Who was it? Which one was it?
It wasn't
the lady that goes, "Dirtbag!"
Which one was that in?
The lady. She was
the real, the short woman with the real.
She was like shot people and called them dirtbags.
Well, she was like real shy and had a high-pitched voice, but then when she got pushed too far, she would let loose.
Yeah, that's what you want in all your police officers. Soft-spoken until you push them too far, then they'll shoot you.
So this guy was kind of bragging about how good he was at police academy. Where he was like, oh, like all the physical stuff is no problem because he's a physical trainer. Hmm. And he was like,
I'll take him at his word.
And I was pretty good at like all the class stuff he was saying because he was a good studier. But then he was like, the problem was like at the very end when we got to like scenarios, like role playing, he's like, every time the scenario would end with somebody else pulling a gun on me and shooting me in the head, like behind me. Because he was like wasn't assessing situations well, I guess.
Maybe if he had, did you say like, "Hey, mirrored sunglasses, buddy"?
Like
those sunglasses where you
with
could
a
see
a mirror and stuff, yeah, like spyglasses.
Spyglasses where you could see behind you.
Yeah, no,
I believe they let cops buy those. I know they don't let just anybody get them.
I think the lesson from those scenarios is like, you know, don't have people like behind you. Have, like, everybody in front of you when you're talking. And, like, if it's a bad situation, then, like, frisk people.
Like
sure.
The mafia don at the restaurant. Don't sit
exactly.
with your back to the door.
That's why he's always in the back corner.
Yeah. And also he likes to hold court back there.
Yeah. So, apparently...
And, you know, it's close to the kitchen, too. And he likes his big plates of spaghetti.
Yeah, hey, keep those plates of spaghetti coming.
And gabagoo.
So this guy, he, I guess this, I wasn't clear if this happened once or if it kept happening, but regardless, he started crying.
In the park?
No, like in the
story
worse,
he was telling.
In the story, yeah.
Like, you'd think a personal trainer would want to keep that out because you got to be mentally tough.
He wasn't. He couldn't take it. So he started crying, apparently, during the training. And then he said that followed him to, like, the precinct he was assigned to, that he just got a reputation as a crybaby, and he resigned.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's, like, a lot of time that you put in to just quit because people made fun of you for crying.
Yeah.
If I quit my job every time somebody made fun of me for crying, Tom.
Right.
Boy.
Yeah, you quit your job five times
exactly.
a day.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be a regular... guy who has a new job all the time.
Yeah. Well, they'd have to follow you into the bathroom to see it, though.
Nah, I cry in the open.
Oh, Tim, don't... What if I told you? Go in the bathroom and do it.
Tom, have you heard about this? Colleges have designated crying spaces now.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Got
and no free speech,
it.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just crying. Free mm-hmm. crying. That's what this country's come to.
Mm-hmm.
What college has a crying space?
I don't
space?
Know. I
I'm sure it's not specifically.
I saw a clip of somebody getting angry about it on the internet.
I'm sure it's not specifically a crying space. It's like a coffee shop where you're allowed to cry or something.
That's a weird business model. If I was running a coffee shop, I'd be like, you know what? Maybe
no
we try crying. To keep some, not no crying, but
no,
like.
No, I'd have a sign outside, no crying.
That's fine. I mean, cry if
especially
you need
from
to.
Especially cops.
Yeah, no, if you're a cop, come on, stiff upper lip.
Yeah, keep it together. Don't cry just because somebody pulls a gun on your head.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer.
What?
Stop crying.
No, I can't. Oh, I'm upset. Yeah, but this guy.
Tom comes out as anti-law enforcement.
That's me. I'll tell you, he's whipping his client's butt. Figuratively, not literally.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't cross that line.
I heard in great detail that she was going to puke.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you know who would be a good personal trainer?
Me.
Mick Jagger.
Oi! And what would that sound like?
More sit-ups, oi! Then I'll slap you. Slap you around. And then we'll have sex. All the ladies have sex with Mick Jagger? According
yeah.
to the songs.
You sound a little Australian there.
Yeah, I'm not good at accents.
Yeah.
Can you do your...
Mick Jagger's like, I know what I got to do. No, that's not a good
one. Is that a song?
Yeah, it's one of the Rolling Stones' biggest songs. You don't know the song I Know What I've Got to Do by the Rolling Stones?
Tom, I've had a long day. I don't want to put up with this shit.
Tim, this week we're doing something special.
No, we've done this like probably a dozen times.
But we haven't done this segment in a while. People already know because they're looking at the title. We're doing a Tim and Tom Solves Your Problem episode. But this one, it's all romance problems.
Yeah.
Problems of the heart.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I'm going to read these because you read them all nowadays. And
you know why I read them all?
Why?
Because, number one, no offense.
Uh-huh.
Your reading comprehension, or you're not a good cold reader.
Yeah, I need to be warmed up.
Yeah.
Need a hot read.
Number two, today's
the same thing when I was when I played the clarinet. I need a hot read.
You did play the clarinet.
Yeah, I played the clarinet.
Yeah, and I remember they were like, man,
you don't remember
his,
this
he
is before we knew
so hot it would burn a normal man's tongue.
Yeah,
a normal fourth grader's tongue.
Yeah, but I was like, no, yeah, hotter,
not hot.
Hotter.
Reed Reynolds, yeah. Hot Reed Reynolds. Freaking needed the hottest reeds this in the East.
I was like, light it on fire, blow it out, and then put it in my clarinet.
They're like, no, Tommy, that'll kill you. That'll
like,
kill
no,
a mere
only,
normal 8-year-old.
That's the only way to get the blues across in my clarinet playing.
Also, I read them usually because you're usually pretty drunk.
Yeah.
And that's the case this week. You're
yeah.
drunk because
well,
you
I'm
didn't...
also sunburned. Yeah. I think I have like a mild sunstroke.
So I might have to take over at some point if we can't make heads or tails of what these people are what advice these people are actually asking us.
May I read you the first one?
And Tom,
what?
Here's the thing that you're not going to do, but that you should do.
What?
A lot of these people put towards the end, please don't use my name.
I was going to say that from the very beginning, we're going to come up with, and this person's email, the first thing they say is, please come up with a clever name for me.
Is it a...
it's a woman.
It's a woman.
It's a woman's name, at least.
Clarabelle.
That's no shit. That's the real name.
We do this bit every time.
Clarabelle. Dear Tim and Tom, longtime listener has been waiting for years for an appropriate problem to arise that I could write to you about it. Well, it must be nice to live such a problem-free life.
Tom, here's the other thing. What? This is why you don't usually
read
them. Oh, because
I comment too much.
You comment so much.
It takes
and
a
like,
while to get through.
And also, you don't... It's going to be hard to understand what you're saying and what the letter writer's saying.
Right.
You
I'll
usually...
do it in a girl voice.
Okay.
And then I'll do my voice.
Okay. Well, so start over.
Longtime listener who has been waiting for years for an appropriate problem to arise that I can write to you about. Wow, it must be nice having that kind of a life. Well, the day is here. I have a problem that needs your help to solve. I'm a Canadian student in my early 20s, working part-time while I'm still in school.
Still in school, Tom. That must be weird, huh? Working and having a job while you're still in school?
I did it.
Where did you work when you
I
were
worked,
in school?
I worked two goddamn jobs. I worked as an RA, a resident
That's
assistant.
That's not a job.
Oh,
that's just a loser.
No, no, Tim. You're right. That's not a job. It's a duty that I had to uphold. The safety of the children was in my hands.
I saw this guy get on a... on the subway the other day with a hooded sweatshirt, and it said, "I don't give a shit what the RA says."
Oh, wow.
It's like,
that must have been the coolest guy on the floor.
Yeah, first of all, profanity on a shirt. Come on, man, there's kids around. And also, like, you're
well, now
you're
you sound like
it
the,
to
RA.
The RA. You well,
man,
Tom, were you the cool RA? No, you weren't.
Yes, I was, and man.
You were like that crying cop. Did you have to? Did you quit? Did you get out of the RA?
No, I
noticed you're not in the RA game anymore, Tom. Maybe
no, I was an RA for 3 years, man. That's longer than this guy was a cop. Mm. But boy, I'll tell you, if somebody showed up for my first day orientation wearing a "I don't give a shit what the RA says" sweatshirt,
what would you have done? Shot him, Tom.
If I had a gun, sure.
Wow. Okay.
Otherwise, I would have pummeled him. I would have just made a...
I don't think you're allowed to.
I would have been like, "Hey, you tell. The worst is coming for you." But I'd set an example, an early example.
Yeah.
Of listening to the RA, you might pummel you if you don't. It's like, you think I'm afraid?
What's pummeling? Just punching?
Punching, yeah, just punching.
I always think of it's clotheslining with your arm.
That's a good way to start a pummel. Because I always think of pummeling like the person's got to be on the ground, and then you pummel them.
Right. Okay.
It's mostly just means one-sided. Last summer, a guy started working with me, and I developed a bit of a schoolgirl crush on him.
Well, she is a schoolgirl, and she has a crush. Yeah. It's accurate. Clarabelle, you're in the right.
After a while, I forced myself to talk to him, and we started seeing each other casually for a few weeks. Wow. However, after those few weeks, he suddenly backed way up, telling me we should just be friends, and he wasn't ready for a relationship because he had a bad breakup in the summer. I was left reeling with the sudden 180 in our trajectory to our, quote, relationship. We still have developed a very close friendship to the point...
Clarabelle has a weird way of ending her sentences. She doesn't like... She speaks as if that she's going to say something else, and then a new thought starts.
Like, Tim, she's not emailing in her problem to get be judged here. She's looking for help.
We still have developed a very close friendship to the point where I would consider him one of my best friends. And when we hang out, he sometimes does things that I would consider affectionate or flirty, like brushing hair out of my eyes or finding excuses to touch my hands.
I brush hair out of your eyes all the time, Tom.
Yeah, and I find it very flirtatious.
Yeah, well, good. Message received, huh? Good. I'm glad to see that that got through to you.
And you're always finding ways to touch my, like when I'm adjusting the mic, you're always like, here, I'll help you. And you get behind me like you're helping me like learn how to play baseball.
Yeah, it's like the pottery seed. You put your hands
over my hands and I'm like, it's really not necessary. Well, I think I know how to
really
position a mic.
Really not good at positioning mics.
I don't know what to do with the conflict between how he acts and what he said. What he has said. Please, Tim and Tom, should I give him time to recover from being dumped less than 6 months ago? Is there a chance he has feelings for me, or am I fooling myself? I need advice from you two with your older, wiser, and male perspectives.
Older.
Thank you
she
for
respect us.
Taking the time to read this long
couple
ass
of old men to her.
Love, Clarabelle.
Tom, is it true that you have a new book on the digital shelves?
Yeah.
Is it true that there will be an audiobook?
Yeah, I'm thinking of recording the audiobook myself for the
now,
new
Now, I know it's a stretch. Are there any female characters in this book? Because I know that you don't like females being represented in pop culture.
Tim,
what is that? The Mary Sue? You're like, oh.
No, the protagonist is male, but the second lead is female.
The sex object?
No, there's no relationship like that between them.
Okay. If you do the audiobook, do you let her speak in the book?
Yes.
Are you going to do the voice like that?
No, I do a good audiobook lady voice.
Well, why didn't... Well, can I hear it?
Something like this.
That was exactly what you just did for the thing. All right, so Clarabelle's problem is she's in Canada, first of all.
Yeah, problem one.
Where it's very cold. It's
not all
warm
the time.
Here. In New York City, currently.
Yeah, but they have universal health care.
That's true. But we have Universal Studios. Two of them.
Yeah, it's true. Suck on it, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, Universal Studios you have. They probably have like one of those Paramount parks.
Those are good.
I've never been to one.
All I know is that one of the Paramount parks
they have
a Wayne's World
roller coaster.
Yeah. It was like a Wayne's World like section of the park.
Yeah.
And I was reading about that. Remember the other day when I said... I was late to work because I was reading all the trivia from IMDb from both of the Wayne's World movies.
Yeah.
I was reminded of the Wayne's World.
Tim, and you wonder why you're being held back in your business career.
Look, my boss is riding my ass. You're like, hey, it's not, oi, stop reading the Wayne's World 2. I can't do accents.
So, wait, is your boss Mick Jagger? Is that what you're trying to imply?
Yeah. I'm in the Rolling Stones, Tom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm the drummer. I'm Charlie Watts.
Well, that seems hard to believe, Tim.
Charlie Watts does this thing.
Yeah.
He'll be riding on the hi-hat like, but then he plays the backbeat like, right?
Yeah.
But he stops the hi-hat to hit the snare drum. It's like everything's like either, you know, like two things can't go at the same time.
Tim, save it for an interview with Drummers World Magazine. Who gives a shit?
I'm just saying, like Charlie Watts, like learn how to
learn how to play the drums.
Yeah, learn how to play the drums. I'm not saying I'm a better drummer than Charlie Watts, but I'd be better in the Rolling Stones than him.
You think he's just in the wrong band?
Yeah.
Find a band where you're not required to do that, because exactly. Obviously it's a hang-up for
Yeah,
him.
Some child's band, but I'll be the drummer for the Rolling Stones. That seems like a nightmare, right?
Being the drummer for the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
I bet it's great. You get to go all over the world.
Mm.
And you get to look at Mick Jagger's butt every night as he's wiggling it on stage.
Yeah, people go nuts when he wiggles. All right, the three things. Flat earthers... Uh-huh. Keith Richards being some sort of like indestructible god.
Yeah.
And the fact that Mick Jagger still struts around the stage like he's a man half his age. Enough talking about any of this, anybody.
He preens.
Preens.
Yeah.
Is he handsome?
No, he's not handsome.
He just have sex appeal.
He's got sex appeal, man. I'm telling you about.
He's oozing out of his port, as he would say.
He's preening and shaking his tush. And that's all anybody cares about. And he said,
do you think his tush, if you saw it without pants on it, would be a skeleton's tush?
Or it would
look like the Crypt Keeper's face, but on a butt.
Well, it's very mean to Mick Jagger, Tim. Look, he's a nice man.
No evidence. He's mean to, look, I saw him, I heard that story in the park before. He was being mean to that woman.
That's true. Yeah. What about Clarabelle's problem here?
What was the problem? She lives in Canada. There's a boy that she liked.
And it sounds like they were seeing each other a little bit, but then he backed away and said they should just be friends because he wasn't ready for a relationship because he had a bad breakup in the summer. Which I get. That happens sometimes.
I don't get that at all.
No?
No. Hey, look, you got a bad breakup. What's this guy's name? Franklin? Franklin. Yeah. Get back on the horse, buddy. He's probably not listening.
Probably. Hopefully not for Clarabelle's sake. I mean, 6 months at this point? Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, if this guy's in his early 20s, then that's like 5% of his life that he spent getting over this.
Wait, what?
Not 5%.
Is he going to die next week?
2% of his life up until this point.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying 6 months for like a 20.
Is 2% of your life?
If you're 20.
Oh, I thought you meant like in the grand scheme of things.
No. I'm just saying up until this point.
Yeah.
How much of your life are you going to spend getting over this girl?
And also, you're only young and desirable for so long.
It's true.
You know what? You know what, Franklin? You're not going to have the chance to get a woman the caliber of Clarabelle when you're finally over
Well,
Linda.
That's what I would say. My advice to Clarabelle, screw this clown.
Yeah.
Don't have sex with them.
Yeah. You know what?
Generally don't.
You know what she should do? She should do the... from Paradise on the Dashboard Light. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? And then this guy's gonna go, let me sleep on it. Oh, baby, let me sleep on it. And it's like, no, man.
Well, then why should she do that? If she's just inviting him to sing that back to her.
Because that's how you know. Not the guy for you, because nobody deserves to be with... Nobody should be with a meatloaf.
Yeah. That's true, but tattoo that on your ass.
Yeah, stay away. Hey, don't try the meatloaf.
All right. So both of our advice is just that she should move on.
No, tell him, say, what's it going to be, boy, yes or no? And then if he sings the rest of that meatloaf song, then take a hike. But if he says, like, no, let's go for this, hey, give it a shot. It doesn't matter. You guys will break up in a month anyway.
Maybe
none of this matters. You're in college. Nothing you do is going to matter ever.
Here's the next email. Here's a name. We need a name. I think this is a woman. I'm not sure. I didn't take.
Let's do
it. To save myself, I took all these emails and put them in a different document so that I wouldn't see names.
Right.
So that I couldn't screw things up.
Let's
but I guess I could.
A gender neutral name because who cares? Maybe
Jesse.
I was going to say Woody.
Woody is not a gender neutral name.
Could be.
No, I knew a Woody.
Yeah.
Not Woody Harrelson. Woody Boyd, you idiot. Hey, guys. My dude and I have been dating for 5 months, and he's still friends with his ex of 10 years. They broke up 2 years ago, but they still talk on the phone every couple of weeks, and she's all over his social media. She spelled all normal. That was my...
editorializing.
Yeah. I've told him it makes me uncomfortable, but he says their relationship is purely platonic now. And that
purely
he,
political.
And that he loves
We're
him.
Only here to support the revolution.
Purely platonic now, and that he loves me. Ooh, after 5 months. What should I do?
I recommend saying I love you to your partner after 5 minutes.
The first date.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Tim. I love you.
Yeah. And then be like, so what's it going to be, boy? Yes?
And
or
then immediately,
no.
Immediately start singing.
Yeah. Well, that part's spoken.
What should I do? Do I have anything to worry about? Thanks. Love your show. P.S. If I'm lucky enough to have you guys solve my problem, I'd like to be anon.
Oh. Anonymous.
Yes.
That means.
Yeah. But Jesse's the name that we have assigned this person.
Okay. So there's Jesse,
mm-hmm.
he or she is dating a...
I think it's a she, if I remember correctly from the email.
A boy.
Mm-hmm.
Who... was dating someone for a full decade, 10 years.
Decade, yeah. As long as the Marvel movies, from Iron Man to Infinity War, she dated
this
man.
This is really how you think about things, isn't it?
Well, it helps to break time up into understandable chunks.
Yeah, it does. So.
From when Tony Stark said, I am Iron Man, up until, I'm not going to spoil it.
You spoiled it last week, didn't you?
Spoiled it on the Patreon thing.
Hey, this is a... Hey, we know, all our listeners, this is always a spoiler-free zone.
Yeah.
Did I tell you The Sixth Sense was spoiled for me before I saw it?
Who cares?
I do. There's no other reason to watch that movie if you already know the twist.
Yeah, well, I think it's a bad movie either way.
No, it's a pretty clever twist, I'd imagine. I don't know.
It doesn't hold up to scrutiny.
But at the time, were you like, oh, wow, this is...
No, I think I don't like movies with kids.
Yeah, I guess the Marvel movies don't have kids, huh?
Spider-Man's kind of a kid.
Yeah, but like you could also tell that like he's older than a kid. He's not like... he's supposed to be like 14 in that
he's
movie.
He's 15 in the movie.
Yeah, and he's like, what,
22? In real life, I think. He might not even be that old. He might have been like 20 when they
How old is Zendaya?
I think also around the same age, like 20.
Yeah, okay. So they're not kids, Tom.
They're playing kids. I'll take them at their word.
So, wait, what happened on this? So they've been dating
for
10 years.
Yeah.
They broke up.
2 years ago.
Jesse. Oh, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I wonder, do you think they're in the same city?
I'd have to imagine, yeah.
No, because they talk on the phone. There's no reason
so
to talk on the phone.
Out.
If they're not hanging out and they live in the same city,
mm-hmm.
Hey, Jesse, get over it. It's fine. They've known each other for a decade.
Yeah.
You know, like, look, it sounds to me like Jesse's never going to be comfortable with the fact that this guy, what's his name? Franklin? That Franklin.
That was the last guy, but sure. Franklin, too.
Was Franklin also.
Franklin Jr.
More than one guy is named Franklin. Oh, there's the other guy's son?
Sure, maybe.
Yeah, I was a college kid. This is...
We have no idea how old these people are, except we know her boyfriend is at least 12 years old.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Because he was in a relationship for a decade, broken up for 2 years, at least 12.
And that's assuming he was in a relationship the day he was born.
Maybe it was an arranged thing.
Yeah, Man, imagine they, hey, take note, Black Mirror producers.
Yeah.
The day you're born, they just match you with the other people in the baby ward.
Anyway, that's probably not the case here. What do you think?
Yeah, I know, but in the Black Mirror universe, anything can happen.
Do you think?
And it's technology gone mad.
Do you think Jesse is? Now, how would Keith Richards say that?
What?
How would Mick Jagger describe Black Mirror?
Oi. It's mento.
It's technology going completely fucking mento.
He doesn't care about technology.
No.
Do you think he's ever touched a touchscreen?
I'm sure he has.
I don't know. I think he's got people to touch things for him.
No, I'm sure he's been like a Hard Rock Cafe or something. They probably have like a...
You think Mick Jagger's ever stepped foot inside of a Hard Rock Cafe?
He's like, oi, where's all my guitars gone? All right, they're at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Do you not know who Mick Jagger is?
Yeah, once in a while he breaks out a guitar.
No.
Yeah, once in a while.
He doesn't.
Once in a while.
When? What does he play on the
stage,
guitar?
He plays Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Tom, he's just learning.
I will pay you $1,000 if you show me a picture of Mick Jagger holding a guitar.
Well, you got it.
Next 2.5 minutes.
Well, I mean, this is going to make the show not as enjoyable, but Tim, I'll do it. What is your advice for Jesse here?
You know what? Jesse's got to get over it. That's not Mick Jagger.
That's Mick Jagger on stage with the guitar.
That's Ron Wood.
No.
Do you not even know who Ron Wood is?
There he is, playing guitar and singing on stage.
That's Brian Jones.
That's not Brian Jones. Tim, you owe me $1,000.
I'm pretty sure that last one was Brian Jones.
Tim, $1,000. Payable on death.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up to show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Tom, we never solved Jesse's problem.
No.
I want to solve Jesse's problem. Ba-da-ba-da. What was it? I forget.
She's been dating this guy.
A
5 months and saying she loves him. That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, so they love each other. They're in love.
We don't know if he loves her.
No, I think he said he loves her in there. Mm. Franklin's a good man. He wouldn't just...
Franklin Jr. is his son.
If you say I love you to somebody that you've been dating and they don't say it back, I know this is on Seinfeld or whatever, but like, it's over, right? You'd be so embarrassed if it was like, no, we're not saying that yet.
Yeah.
So number one, if you're looking for an escape hatch, like, it seems to me Jesse wants to get rid of this guy, right? Because, like, who cares? Like, he dated this girl for 10 years.
Yeah.
He's supposed to just, like, they found out they weren't for each other. Mm-hmm. If they're in the same city and he's talking to her, like, once every couple weeks, well, you know, unless they're meeting up, it's
but
fine.
They broke up 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's fine. People are friends. People are friends. I wasn't expecting you to jump in on that.
Yeah, I don't.
What do you think?
You know what? I get that she's wary of this, but at the same time, like, what can you do?
What are you going to do? You're going to have an ultimatum here?
Yeah, you
don't
can't
talk
forbid.
To Franklin?
Yeah.
Wait. I got the genders all. Look, fine. It's gender fluid.
Well, not the people in the situation.
You never know. It's a spectrum, Tom.
You're not making the people gender fluid. You're making the people fluid. You're just mixing up names.
Yeah, sometimes they recast movies. You know, Ocean's 8 is coming out, and that's just...
That's not a recast version. I would say keep a close eye on it. Not too close of an eye. Don't be a maniac. But at the same time, it is like a little... she's not crazy for her spider sense tingling about all this.
What is a spider sense, Tom? Spiders are better at love?
They're better at sensing love.
Really?
They can tell when love is happening and they get a tingling feeling.
Look, this
unless it's venom, then they can't always sense venom when he's around.
Do you think Jesse should set Franklin up?
Ooh.
Is it possible to spoof a phone number, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that from Scream. They were spoofing phone numbers in Scream all the time, right? You know, send a text message from Franklin's ex.
Saying what?
Hey, I'm glad that we're deceiving... It sure has been fun deceiving Jesse like this.
Yeah. I don't think, I mean, that's the thing. I don't think he's like going behind her back with that kind of stuff.
Here's the thing.
But I think he is still emotionally invested in this.
As you
woman.
Would, is there anybody that you were close with for a decade that you would never, that you would cut off all ties with?
Probably not. I mean, a decade is a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I've never dated anyone for a decade.
Yeah. I mean, they should have just gotten married, if we're being honest. They'll always be in love. They were meant to be.
All right. You want to move on to
that? No, that's terrible advice. No, here's the real advice. Just talk to him about it. I feel like that makes me uncomfortable.
She said she did that.
Okay. Well, if he's like, go screw, just be like, okay.
I don't think he's
well
like, go screw. He's like, you know, hey, you're overreacting. Or not even overreacting. He's just like, nah, there's nothing like
love
that.
Love in the age of social media is just...
it's true. That is like the number one reason for divorces.
Yeah.
Because now old high school flames, they can rear back up again, flame back up again.
You know what the number one cause of horses is?
Horses?
Yeah.
other horses having sex.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. This is from a guy. Give me a guy's name.
Tom.
No, that's too confusing.
Why? Oh, that's your name. All right, Tim.
Tim. Also very confusing. Let's call this guy Meredith.
Burgess?
Yeah, like Meredith Burgess.
No, Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith.
Meredith.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
I'm thinking of a different guy with like a...
There's a guy named Meredith?
I'm sure there is.
I don't think so, Tom. I think you're sadly.
Let's call him. Let's call this guy
Meredith. 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 It's a nice name. I always knew it as a female's name. But hey, names can be just as gender fluid as people.
Let's call this guy Morty.
Morty.
Yeah.
Morton.
Morton.
Mort.
He started.
Mark.
Dear Timmis and Tom Anthe.
Oh, this is, you know what?
Tom Ant. Yeah. I mean, he spelled Tom, it says Tom Thanny.
I think he meant Timothy.
He's trying to make a Timothy and Thomas joke, but like he's putting, there's.
Listen, Gordon, what did we call him?
Morty.
Listen, Morty, many people have made that joke.
Yeah,
better than you. Yeah, sorry. Next.
My name
next.
Is, my name is Morty, and I'm a newish listener. This is from a few months ago. You probably stopped listening by now.
He was only listening to hear if we solve this problem.
However, I've listened to 2 years worth of episodes in a few short weeks because I have a sick addiction and have nothing better to do at work. Wow, this guy's really buttering us up. But tune into your mild bickering between one another about various topics I enjoy learning about. Anyway, let's dig in. So I got my first big boy job, like a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday type deal.
9-to-5 M to F.
Yeah. Well, oh, you know, Tim, you do know a lot of business.
Tom,
lingo.
I'm a goddamned businessman. How many times do I have to tell you?
And I enjoy it and don't mind the 40-hour work week. Are you just on Twitter while I'm reading these things?
No, I'm looking at Instagram.
However.
What did you talk about? The 40-hour work week?
Yeah. However, my girlfriend lives with me, and she has a way less busy work schedule, so is home most of the time doing whatever she wants, waiting for me to get off.
Why'd you look at me like that, Tom?
Because I bet she's waiting for him to get off a lot. He has erectile dysfunction issues he talks about later in the email.
Well, let's hear it.
No, I put that. It's too embarrassing. I kept that part out.
Okay.
Now, by the time I get home, I am exhausted. Exhausted? You work 9-to-5. That's not... Anyway.
What do you mean? That's a job.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Tom,
like,
you've never worked an honest day in your life. This is your problem, Tom. Not Morty's problem.
When I get home, I'm exhausted and want to sleep.
You don't know what Morty does. He's pounding the pavement all day, pressing flesh.
By the time I get home, I'm exhausted. I want to sleep or play video games or watch TV shows and movies she does not enjoy. I hardly ever have alone time to do what I want because when I get home, it's always, let's go do this, let's go do that. I don't want to watch you do this, etc., and so on. I always cave in. Excuse me, and end up doing what she wants with little say in what it is.
Because what's wrong with you, Tom?
I'm burping because I don't want to seem mean. And when I put my foot down, she pouts and whines and sometimes threatens to go to her parents' house because I don't pay attention.
Wait,
to
are
her.
They married?
No.
Okay. I wasn't listening.
They live together, though. I guess my question is, how do I get her to compromise and just let me have a day to relax and do what I want without being mean? I know I'm not because she thanks me for taking her everywhere and spending time and money on her. Also, Tom, if you were in the Pittsburgh, Tim, close your ears. It's not for you.
I haven't really been listening to any of this, so.
If you're ever in the Pittsburgh area, my brother has a DMC DeLorean. He'll let me drive to pick you up and take you for a spin. I think you'll enjoy a ride in the time machine because unlike Tim, you can appreciate such an icon. Filled with replica memorabilia, such as a hoverboard, unlike the one you made up from grade school. But Tim, everybody knows now, this is me talking, Tom. I have that really nice hoverboard now, the one I spent way too much money on.
Okay.
And a flux capacitor and signatures.
This is Morty again.
Yes, this is Morty again. And a flux capacitor and signatures from the director and top billed actors from the BTTF franchise. If he's saying top billed actors but not naming names.
I mean, who else would be top billed? Who would be top billed that you wouldn't want? Who would be an autograph that you wanted to see?
I know the guy who plays Mayor Goldie Wilson. He does like a lot of Comic-Cons and it's like,
I don't think he's top billed though.
Anyway, thanks for the podcast. I listen quite frequently.
This guy offered to pick you up at the Pittsburgh airport.
Presumably the airport DeLorean, or the train station.
In an actual DeLorean.
Yeah.
Filled with memorabilia from the Back to the Future movies.
Yeah. Should I take him up on it?
I mean, no, please don't.
I might. I've never been
and
in.
It's his brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need some proof. Because he's like, my brother said. It's like, did he really? Did you ask him specifically?
Somebody who is...
Because it's also a weird thing to ask your brother, like, hey, I'm going to send an email into a podcast, but before I do, can
Maybe
I borrow your DeLorean?
Maybe his brother shared a lot about you, Tom.
Well, my reputation precedes me.
So he lives with a woman, and then he's too tired at work to engage with this woman at all, and he's mad at the woman.
He's not tired at... work. He's tired when he gets home.
Yeah, when
from
he gets
work.
Home from work.
Yeah,
he's too tired to do anything with his live-in girlfriend.
He just wants to play video games and watch TV shows and movies.
Okay, so like, when do you want to see your girlfriend? Like, why are you living with her for the rent? For economic reasons?
Yeah. Well, he said this is his first big boy job, and that she doesn't. She has a way less busy work schedule. So she works part time. He works full time.
Okay. But, like, that doesn't change the fact that, like, his problem inherently is he wants to come home and not spend time with her. Right? Whatever the reason is, like, it might be a valid reason. Like, I'm too tired to, I want to unwind, I'm not interested in spending time with her. That's fine. But, like, that is his problem, right?
Well,
he's not interested in spending time with his girlfriend.
I think a lot of it is that he's saying his girlfriend doesn't work that much, so she's just like bouncing off the walls all day waiting for him to get home.
The things that he wants to do don't involve her.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's irrelevant
to things she's not interested in doing.
Her work schedule is irrelevant to all of this. His problem is that he comes home from work and doesn't want to spend time with his girlfriend.
Yeah, or... like, he needs, like...
And he's blaming her for that because she wants to do things.
Yeah, I think she's...
But it's not like he wants to be like, hey, how do I get her to, like, watch things that I want to watch or play video games with me? Which is, like, it's also like, I want to watch movies and TV shows that she doesn't want to watch. Well, then what the fuck are we doing here, Morty?
Yeah. What is a relationship if not... being with somebody that likes the same TV shows and movies.
No, being with somebody that like you enjoy spending time with.
Watching TV shows and movies.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious what she wants to do in lieu of these things that he's so... because it sounds like from the tone of his email...
Look, I'm not
that
mad
he's basic-
at Morty. Morty, you're absolutely entitled to feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, don't get mad at somebody because, like, they want to spend time with you. Come on, you're a good man.
Well, but we don't know if he's a good man. He could be a killer.
He offered you... Well, he is because he luring you to Pittsburgh to murder you in a DeLorean.
Hey.
You know what? I got a good mind. This DeLorean doesn't even exist.
Oh, God. I never even thought of that. Yeah, I mean, it is very suspect that he's saying signatures from the director and top billed actors.
Yeah.
Like, you could say Robert Zemeckis. And, like, Michael J. Fox.
Maybe it was what's-his-face.
Crispin Glover?
No. Tim, don't make a joke if you can't remember the name.
If you can't land it.
Who's the guy that was going to play Marty McFly and then got recast?
Oh.
Eric Stoltz.
Yeah.
Hey, take a
Eric Stoltz would not sign a DeLorean. I'll tell you that much. He's still kind of.
Yeah, actually, that I'd like to see that. Yeah. You know what? I don't ever want to see a signature
DeLorean signed by Eric Stoltz. You know what? I'm coming to Pittsburgh with you. This I gotta see.
Have you ever wanted to see an autograph? Like, I could see, like, wanting to, like, own an autograph or, like, have the experience of getting an autograph, but being like, hey, you want to come over and see this thing that a guy wrote his name on one time that may or may not be his signature? You want to come take a look at that? Yeah, count me in.
Yeah, I'm rarely.
Oh, a guy wrote a thing on a thing, and I'll come to you and look at it. I'll get on a fucking plane. The DeLorean is really the draw here.
I was going
to
say.
Look, I'm a little mad at Morty because, like,
he's excluding you.
Yeah, he tried to, like, talk over. He's like, Tim, cool it for a second. Shut up. Yeah. And then it's like, he said something dismissive. I'm a nice man.
I'm curious what the activities his girlfriend is trying to get him to do.
What do you think they are? Context clues.
Bedroom activities.
Probably. Pillow fights?
Yeah.
Building a
Jumping
fort?
On the bed.
Yeah.
Telling scary stories under the sheets.
I mean, who knows what's going on over there? They're living in sin.
No, but I'm just saying, like, because he seems to be putting a real emphasis on, like, how tired he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That he's just like, I just want to sit on the couch. And if she's like, I want to go to the discotheque. I want to dance my tush off like I'm a regular Mick Jagger.
Right, but here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If that isn't what he wants to do, and that is what she wants to do.
It's a bad relationship.
And they don't spend any other time together.
Yeah.
Then what is the purpose there, right? I'm not telling anybody to end a relationship.
I think you've done that for every one we've read.
No, it's, yeah, I guess so. No, it's, you know what? The answer to all these questions are, like, these are things to bring up.
Yeah, communication is key.
Communication. We should sell a communication course, Tom. Couples.
Right.
Right? We got the microphones. Let's
record
it. That's
true. We do have the microphones.
We do role playing.
Erotic role playing?
No. Oh. But you'll play the girl.
Well, I'm pretty
good
at it.
You got a very good voice.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
All right. What's your advice to Morty, Tom?
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like he's into the same kind of things I like. If your girlfriend's not into that stuff, then maybe you guys aren't meant to be.
Oh, well, I'm a jerk for saying that.
Yeah, well,
maybe
I said
I was
it
yelling a lot about
yeah,
it.
I said it more softly.
All right.
But
she seems great, and Morty seems great.
I mean, she hasn't
too.
Seen he didn't really give
they
us
seem,
any
they
context
seem like great people
her.
That maybe are not a great fit.
Oh, maybe they're both killers.
We know Morty is.
I need another girl's name for the next email, for the final electronic mail.
Bennifer.
That's confusing. That's a man and a woman.
No, I'm naming my daughter Bennifer.
That would be amazing. This is my daughter, my precious Bennifer. Are you coming to Bennifer's recital?
People don't invite other people to people's to their
sure
kids
they
recitals.
Do. I'm hoping I get invited to my friend's kids' recitals.
Tom, you got invited to a friend's kid's birthday party, and you were like, "Nah,
no.
Maybe I'll go if it's nice out."
No, well, that's true of anything.
Yeah.
All right.
So will there be alcohol there? Can I get aggressively can I get drunk?
Can I get hammered by this kid or what? All right. I'm going to change Bennifer to Jennifer.
What?
Bennifer is confusing. It sounds like two people. It is two people. It's when two people become one. Hello. My name is Jennifer. I both said a real name, so I had to be real careful there. I have a problem that I need solved. Can you give me some advice? Jennifer, you came to the right place.
Is that it?
No.
Okay.
I can't find any slutty underwear that. The look on your face. You're so mad that I'm reading this email. I can't find any slutty underwear that will fit me. I'm a bigger person and I want to have good sex with my boyfriend. No underwear at Pink will fit me. Pink is a store. It's an underwear store, I think, right?
It's a Singer, I thought.
It's a Singer's underwear store.
Hmm.
I've seen a store called Pink.
Okay.
Like at the mall. All
right. Then that's probably the thing. Is it an underwear store for
ladies? I think she says no underwear at Pink will fit.
Okay.
Should I make my own?
What?
Or should I order from Amazon? Or have them custom made from Jennifer. I would say,
number one, you don't need to have them custom made. That seems expensive.
Well, I would say not first off, you don't have to have them custom made. I would say first off, don't make your own underwear unless you have experience making underwear.
Yeah, that's true.
That goes for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's come up numerous times on this show.
Yeah, and especially if you're expecting to make sexy underwear on your first go of making kind of underwear.
It takes less fabric.
That's true. But if she was like, I need to make some utilitarian underwear, should I make my own? Sure, give it a shot. If you need to make sexy underwear, you need a person that knows how to do that, or at the very least, a corporation that knows how to do that.
Right. I don't take Jennifer at her word here.
What do you mean?
I mean, they don't have it at this one store.
Right, Pink.
Yeah, but...
But me and you didn't even know what that store was before.
Yeah, so how do we even know what a store is?
Well, she's saying, or should I order from Amazon? Because I'm sure Amazon, they've got, you know, all kinds of...
She says she can't find it because she's a bigger woman?
Yeah, they don't have it. Nothing at Pink will fit her.
I suggest, and I'm wary of doing this because this might put us out of business.
Mm-hmm.
A Google search, plus size sexy underwear.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I would say there are nigh on a dozen companies that can suit Jennifer's needs here.
Yeah. She definitely should not make her own underwear.
No, don't make your own underwear. But maybe, I don't know, take a class. Maybe it's something Jennifer and her partner could do together. An underwear building making class.
Building? Tim, what do you think sexy underwear looks like? Let me ask you a question, Tim. What's your feeling? Because she's saying, because here's what I think. I think there's a nugget hidden in here where she's saying, I can't find any slutty underwear that'll fit. I'm a bigger person, and I want to have good sex with my boyfriend. Do you think sexy underwear can fix that problem if she's not having good sex? Which, you know, that's a presumption on my part here.
Since when did this become this kind of podcast?
At the very end, Tim.
Yeah.
There's the adults-only section of the show. It's when only adults are listening. And underwear manufacturers.
What? I wasn't listening. I started looking at Instagram again.
I'm just saying, do you think like sexy underwear? I would say this is the thing about sexy underwear. It's nice, but like, I don't know. Is it that big of a deal? Are you a sexy underwear guy?
Do I wear sexy underwear? Yes.
No, I'm saying...
But I wear it for me.
I'm saying...
I wear it to make myself feel better about my body.
I don't know. Sexy underwear to me, it always seems like... you know what? I think it's sexy underwear.
Can you stop saying sexy underwear?
Sexy underwear is, I think, the ultimate, it's the thought that counts thing.
Okay, go on. I posited this thing. And
yeah, and now everybody's mind's blown. And
yeah,
they're like, okay. Tell us more.
Yeah, Tom, explain more. We all want to hear.
Like, sexy underwear is more about just somebody putting the thought into buying and wearing it and being like, hey, look at, you know what, sexy underwear leads to sex.
Yeah, okay.
That's my thoughts about sexy underwear.
All right. Again, she's putting the thought into
it. Yeah, but if the underwear is doing its job, hey, it's not staying on for long.
Just Google it. There are stores. I would Google it if I were you.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds. You
follow me on those things.
Yeah. Where, Tim?
Your pal, Tim.
Tim's too busy looking at his Instagram now.
I'm off Twitter, Tom.
You're searching sexy underwear.
No more Twitter for this boy.
If you want to support the show, you can support our sponsors. You can also check out tcgte.com/Amazon for all of your underwear needs and otherwise. And tcgte.com/pledge for our Patreon, for all of your Patreon needs, for all of your weekly mini episode needs. And I think that's all the stuff I wanted to plug, Tim.
Okay. I'm sending a text message now.
Yeah, I can see. You're just like typing away on your phone.
Yeah.
You're Googling.
You were doing plugs, Tom. Hair plugs.
All right. Tim, you have any parting relationship advice? You're a married man.
Yeah.
You've made it.
Tom.
Dispense your wisdom to everyone.
If the people who wrote in are still listening, I might have seemed flippant. I might have seemed dismissive. I didn't mean to come off that way. This crop of problems that came in today, they seem like problems that, you know, you're going to run into. All these people, I assume, are pretty young. You're going to run into these issues, in numerous times, and this goes to the listeners too. It's just communication. Just talk to your partner about things. A lot of these don't seem like insurmountable obstacles in most cases, but what you want to be doing is, you know, making sure instead of writing into a podcast about them, talking to your partner about
or
them.
Partners
or both, because you still have to write into us, otherwise
yeah,
we can't
we
do
need,
our show.
Oh yeah, the complete guide to everything. And we end every show by saying the name of the show now, right? Together, the complete guide to everything at gmail.com if you have a problem you'd like us to solve.
Yeah,
because we haven't done this segment in a while.
Yeah,
and now here we are blasting you with it,
blasting your ass off.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.